Chicago to New Orleans, coming this route, would they have to hit the Southern Railroad and pay a big tariff or a big rent on using their railroad going to New Orleans this way. So they're transferring all of their freight to the other area, which it could come back. The railroads will come back one day. Mm-hmm. And we have all the potential in the world of having a great city. I have no doubt that I may not live to see it, but we're going to have a big city here yet, because New Orleans is filled up and these big cities are getting rotten and people are wanting to get out in what they call the country. This is not exactly the country to me, but it's home and I enjoy it. I've loved Bogalusa. I had opportunities to go other places, maybe have done better, but I don't think that I've been a failure in life. I've got a living.
Yeah. Did you have a fireplace, say, in the house that you lived in?
Yes, we had a big fireplace. We used firewood every morning. I had a younger brother and I. His job was to get in wood 1 week. My job was to get in wood the other week and build the fires in the morning. We'd get up, build a fire, and get on our clothes, go deliver our paper route, come back home, eat breakfast, go to school.
Yeah. How would y'all build a fireplace?
We call it splinters, or lighter knots.
Yes.
Back in that time, all these pine forests, they didn't utilize the pines when it would fall out. It was rich rosin in those firewood.
Uh-huh.
And we'd split it up and it burned just like kerosene. And build that and put our oak wood on it and sometimes pine wood.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
would build our fires, get and deliver our papers. Next week we'd have to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday we'd have to help my mother have an old wash pot. Scrub board, we'd have to help wash. And, we had to do all the work to make a living, to help. Now, even my dad got out and lower had to be on the PWA during the Depression. But we didn't believe in welfare. That was something that just had to happen at that time. And none of our families ever had to look to welfare for anything. We don't believe in it. We believe in people. Anybody can make a living if they will just get out and try.
Yeah. But what was the fireplace built like?
It was a dirt chimney there to begin with, made out of mud and little wood slats. But later on, we had a fireplace built out of brick. In fact, that was the first only house we'd ever owned at that time. And later on, when the Depression hit, everybody lost nearly about everything they had. We didn't have much to lose, but we have lived in several houses in Bogalusa because my dad rented after that. And three of the boys were paper mill workers. One of them went to work for the telephone company. Three of the girls worked for the telephone company. One worked for the bag plant. And all of them doing fine, having pretty good help, other than the three older boys. They have a heart condition.
Mm-hmm.
We never did live out on a farm. My dad built. Later on, we built another house, and he kept it a while and traded it for a farm at Isabel. That was in 19 and...